Iceland has made significant progress in rolling out the broadband infrastructure, made significant progress in rollout of the fixed infrastructure, in particular fiber, to the home.
Okay, can I just dive in there? I mean, it might not be a massive surprise to a lot of people to hear that rich industrialized countries such as Iceland have very successful, far-reaching internet access. But maybe at the other end of the scale, if we look at, say, some of the least developed countries, and they really are struggling, there's an indication from your index that they are falling behind in terms of access, in terms of the digital gender gap, for example, and maybe that's where we should be focusing. Why is it that the least developed countries are struggling so much?
Of course, the digital divide is there, and we have to work together on the rollout of the infrastructure and support these countries in building an enabling environment and creating the environment for the private sector to invest. Also, we have to make sure that these countries are, in the meantime, are working on the solutions which will help them not only to boost the usage of the ICTs, but also will provide the solutions to address the other development-related challenges.
Again, just one statistic that really leapt out at me. From your report, you say that in the least developed countries, one in seven users are women compared with one in five men. So there's this gap there, for instance. And compare the LDCs, the least developed countries, access to developed countries, their access is five times less than a developed country. But what I think is most worrying is the fact that this gender gap is growing in the LDCs. So how long has it been growing for? What steps are being taken by the governments or even the private sector? I believe you indicate that the private sector is perhaps going to step in.
Yes, thank you very much for exactly this question. This gap is there, and it's very well identified also by the global community. This is the reason why the ITU has strengthened and its efforts on the work on the in field of the gender and equality. We have launched several years ago the Girls in ICTs, a global campaign showing that ICT is not only for the men. It's the place where the women can work. This is the tool which women can use as the empowerment tool. And many countries are, in fact, building upon this messaging and developing the national strategies and to create the new opportunities for the women. And we have seen already significant results in some countries.
Can you give me any examples of some dynamic countries? I think you said Namibia has seen some infrastructure improvements.
Yes, of course. We've seen this in Namibia, we've seen this in Kenya, in Rwanda. There are national campaigns targeting the women, engaging them in the ICT sector and creating them the new opportunities, promoting the role models just to make sure that the understanding is there, that the IT is not only for men. And also from our perspective at the global level, it's very important to make sure that all stakeholders, including the private sector, are joining the global efforts like Equals campaigns, global campaigns, and the partnerships where jointly we are going to the countries and assisting them in bridging this gender divide.
Final question to you. Obviously, with this galloping internet access and talk about 5G, which is going to be led perhaps by Europe, which you say is in a very strong position, the next step of internet access, even faster access, which of course the least developed countries don't seem to benefit from. Where are we with internet security, privacy, and even boosting employment? There's a lot of talk about a Geneva Digital Convention now. What kind of role will the least developed economies and the poorer countries play in the evolution of access to the internet and access to the Internet of Things? And how will we try and achieve this sustainable development goal of leaving nobody behind?
I think this is not the question of leading or not leading. This is the question of creating the infrastructure in all countries. We don't want to create the new divides. That's why the 5G is not only the opportunity for developing countries to leapfrog, but also to make sure that the strategy at the country level is taking a look at the systemic way, how to use this opportunity to address the socio-economic development issues. ratios, in particular in the area of the SDGs, where several countries, and not only developing countries, but also developed economies, are talking the same language and have the same objectives to achieve them by the 2030. It's much easier to engage the developed economies in making sure that these new emerging trends are not only talked at the European level, but also immediately in the same time engage the developing countries. And we see this at the daily basis in the ITU, that the participation of the developing world is increasing, and this is a good sign